My name is Kareem Charles Diggs. I'm calling from the CI Phoenix, Pennsylvania. And the title of my subject is COVID-19 and Reconstruction. A cure for all our diseases, including COVID-19 and massive imprisonment, may very well be found in the period of Reconstruction. COVID-19 has inspired the medical community to produce several vaccines. The vaccines will perform a number of miracles. First, it may prevent cure persons from catching COVID. Secondly, it will cure some persons once they have the virus. There is a possibility that others will be unable to benefit from the vaccine because of underlying illnesses. You would think, with the numerous corporations developing vaccines, that political, religious, judicial, police, prison, and medical officials would ensure that the millions of persons in state and federal prisons would be on the first list of receiving vaccines because of our unique and cruel circumstances. There should have been a national network to deal with the citizens who are most likely to catch the disease from those in the community. Prisoners did not create the COVID-19. It has been brought into the prisoners by the free people in the society. At least our Pennsylvania governor has made the decision that Pennsylvania prisoners will get the vaccine. This is good news, and we respect that decision. We need one man per cell, instead the two men in a cell. Of course, other states have dormitories and have primitive conditions. At least we have disinfectant, showers, masks, and soap and water at all times. Besides releasing prisoners, I do not know what else could be done. Why has most states not included prisoners in the population that should be vaccinated as soon as possible? This may be the first time in American history that nobody can charge prisoners with creating COVID-19. I am a student that pays attention to the political stories being played each day in prison and society. I have been in this university 4+ decades. There has yet to be any summer vacations, graduations, ceremonies, marriages, births, retirements, or unification with females. Any solutions, cures, have been declared off limits. It is evident that the legislatures and senators do not have any reasonable empathy or concern in recognizing the humanity of prisoners. The only way to address the massive imprisonment and seriously seek solutions, first to accept the inequity, inequalities, and injustices, unfairness that exists in the process of massive imprisonment of people. The convictions are unjust, and most life sentences were not justified, nor was the arena of trial fair. Life sentences and death sentences are founded on lies, false testimony, and racial animus by the prosecutors and the agents they use. Thus, to maintain over 100,000 women and men serving life in prison is morally and actually legally unjust. COVID-19 only adds to the host of injuries inflicted upon the millions of women, children, and men who languish in the prisons across the land. The root of the ongoing elimination of human beings from society dates back to slavery. Some Americans are still fighting the Civil War. Some Americans believe America is only for white people. These are the people who are doing everything oppressive under the color of law to drive African Americans into the sea. Trump was a reproduction of the Civil War mentality. He does not know of any other way to function. How many are in the justice, court, judicial systems, prisons, police, medical systems, operating under the protection and color of law? The prisons are code, and COVID-19 may give us some idea of the disease or racism and how terror really works. I continue to state the Federalist Papers by Madison, number 51, warns us about the lawmakers oppressing the minority population and unwanted populations. Mandatory sentences severe punishment, and disease is why we need reconstruction, chance to design and develop a society where we can breathe and exist without being murdered by anyone, not just the police. There has yet to be a dedicated movement that is consistent with finding a place for African Americans to live in peace and happiness. Ever since our presence in America, we have sought acceptance by white people. All we seem to want is to be safe and get along. But we want it most of all to be left alone to make a life for ourselves and family. Reconstruction was our effort to lift ourselves out of slavery and all the residue of slavery. Reconstruction was an effort to be men and design a community for the betterment and happiness as human beings without depending and begging the white society. This reconstruction was an honest man's way to earn his place in the history of humanity. This historical mission was aborted and crushed by the KKK and all its supporters. It was destroyed by the worst violence ever inflicted on a nonviolent people. The end result was African people in America were put in a worse condition than slavery. Some believe it was worse than slavery. Today we are suffering the results of repression, massive imprisonment, the baby birthed from the intoxication of hate and violence interjected into the systems that choked the desire to reconstruct our human dignity and nature. The imagination of a true freedom was polluted and corrupted with centuries of fear and suffering. A new reconstruction needs to be imagined with the principal theme is communities based on a design created by us and where black lives dictate the world we want to live in. Till we create a new reconstruction, the diseases of COVID-19, racism, massive imprisonment, and legislative repression will continue to camouflage justice. President Nixon made a statement in his tapes. Everyone knows that the blacks are the problem in America. Nixon tapes continues to haunt us. Reconstruct, reconsider, rethink, worship, of the two-party system, we need solutions, not parties every 4 years. Thank you, Kareem Charles Diggs.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.